A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Yudalid, Baba Basra 14b, pagination is 28. The Rambam in Hilchos Sefer Torah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Tesvav, tells us, Muta ledavik Torah Neviim Uksuvim Bekrach Echod. You are allowed to make a scroll of multiple Jewish scriptures, so that you could have Torah, the prophets, and the later books all in one scroll. But there are parameters, and our Gemara is going to discuss the order which needs to be used if you chose to make such a scroll. Keep in mind that the order that's going to be listed here is not going to be the same order that people are accustomed to enumerating the 24 books of Jewish scripture. When we talk about the 24 books of Jewish scripture, very often we use a chronological order. And as we'll see in our Gemara, the Gemara acknowledges what the chronological order is, but does not accept that as the order for a scroll that's designed with multiple prophets in it. In short, in the scroll, we connect topics, whereas in the order that we typically list Jewish books of scripture, we lean a little bit more towards chronological order in some cases, and also to group the Megillos, the five Megillos, together. The Gemara begins on this topic three lines up from the wide. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Sidron shel Nevi'im, the order of Nevi'im, as I explained, in a case where you want to put it into one scroll. Yehoshua v'shoftim, Shmuel u'malachim. So far, that's exactly the way we do it. It's chronological. Yehoshua, then the judges that came after him, then Shmuel leading up and including the beginning of Malchus, a king in the Jewish people, first Shaul, then David, and then Malachim, the book of Kings, where kings were leaders of the Jewish people, balanced by the Navi, of course, but there were kings. Then Yirmiyah, V'Yecheskel, Yeshaya, U'Shneimasar. Yirmiyah, Yecheskel, let's think this through, Yeshaya, and then the 12 prophets. So the first question that the Gemara asks on this order, which is not the order, it's slightly adjusted from what we're accustomed to, Yeshaya should be the first if it was chronological. But the Gemara asks a different question that included in the 12 prophets is the prophet Hosea, who preceded these other prophets. Michti Hosea Kodim. Hosea came first. V'lekadmei l'Hosea Bereisha, three lines later. And we should put Hosea first. And the Gemara answers, two lines later, Aidi Dezuter Mirchas, because it's a short book, it would be lost. The Gemara is referring to a concept that we have on the next daf as well, a little bit more clearly, but Hosea is only 14 chapters, and the fear was that these individual books that comprise the 12 prophets were very valuable, but they were short books, and they would be lost if they weren't put together as a scroll of their own. And therefore, they're known as the 12 prophets, and therefore we put Hosea together with that group, and it ends up being a book that's later on. Michti. Yeshaya kodem Yirmiyah v'Yecheskel. Yeshaya chronologically came before Yirmiyah and Yecheskel. Lekadmei li Yeshaya bereisha. Why isn't he before them? and the list here had Yirmiyah first. And the Gemara answers, Kevan de Malachim sofei churbana, the Yirmiyah kulei churbana, since the end of Malachim describes the exile after the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, the exile associated, and Yirmiyah is also that description of destruction, so they're linked. So in a scroll, they're put together. V'Yecheskel reishei churbana v'seifa nechamta. And Yecheskel starts off acknowledging the destruction and moves on to comfort, including the Beis HaMikdash, that will be rebuilt. So that's its appropriate place in the scroll. V'Yeshaya kula nechemta. And Yeshaya is described as totally comfort. Samchinen churbana l'churbana v'nechemta l'nechemta. And therefore, because of the topics, if it was done in a scroll, it would be done in that sequence. So that's the first set that our Gemara addresses. The set of Yoshua, Shoftim, Shmuel, Malachim, which we're familiar with, and then an order of Yirmiyah linked to the end of Malachim, and then Yechezkel, Yeshaya, and the 12 prophets. The Gemara continues at the two dots, Sidun shel Ksuvim, the order of the part of Tanakh known as Ksuvim, the writings, is Rus, Sefer Tehillim, V'Iyov, U'Mishlei, Koheles, Shirashirim, V'Kinos, that's Eicha, Daniel, U'Megillas Esther, Ezra, V'Divrei Hayomim. And if you're familiar with the list, you'll take a look at, for example, the Art Scroll Tanakh. You'll see the list in front. You'll know that this is not exactly the list the way we're familiar with it, but this is the way it would be written in a scroll. Asks the Gemara, Uleman de Omar Iyov bimei Moshe haya. There's an opinion that the book of Iyov, Job, was in the time of Moshe. Lekadme le'Iyov v'Reisha. Why isn't that book early on? Because Moshe is the five books of Moshe, and then Moshe's time. If Moshe wrote a book, it should be early. And the Gemara answers, Aschuli b'puranusa lo maschelinon. We didn't want to start a set with a sad story, with a painful story. And the book of Iyov is a painful story. Asks the Gemara, you did start with the book of Rus. Rus nami puranusi. Rus is also a very sad story. There was a famine and people died. And the Gemara answers, Puranus de Isle Achris. It's a painful story, but it has a future. There's a resulting eternity that emerges from Rus. The Amar Rabbi Yechanan, as we were taught, Lamanik Rashma Rus. Why is she called Rus? Or why is the Megillah called Rus? The Marsha says, Sheyotza mimena David, because David is going to emerge from this, who's going to saturate Hashem, so to speak, with praise. And that arrival at human greatness, that despite the vicissitudes of life, to be able to author a Tehillim and give that to the Jewish people, that's what emanates from Rus. Interestingly, I think we mentioned this in Brachas, when this topic came up, Rus's name is being attributed based on her descendant David. Presumably, you could find this quality in Rus herself, and indeed we do, that despite the challenges that she encountered, she picked herself up and was looking to do chesed for others, for Nami in particular. So that's the attitude of David as well, that even though he's going through a difficult time, but he sees the quality, not necessarily goodness all the time, sometimes it's painful, but sees the quality of growth, sees how they could ride the waves, how they can overcome the down feeling and do good, regardless of the circumstances. Umi kasvan, and who wrote these different books? So Moshe kasav sifro uparshas Bilam ve'Iyov. Moshe wrote his book, meaning Torah, and the section of Bilam that the inference here is, it really should be its own book. But Moshe took it on his shoulders to include Bilam in Torah, his prophecy. Obviously Hashem incorporated in Torah, but it's like this mixed feeling. We have a principle that Hashem gave the nations of the world a great prophet as a gift. That was Bilam, to see, you know, what would happen if you had a great prophet like Moshe. So they were given a great prophet, but it didn't help them. Moshe's level of morality, etc. It's not just being a prophet. It's not just getting a revelation from Hashem. It's being a great person. So Moshe incorporated Bilam, the Iyov, and according to this Gemara, he wrote Iyov as well. Yoshua kasav sifro v'shmona psukim shebetorah. Yoshua wrote the book of Yoshua, including the last eight psukim of the Torah, where it says Moshe meis. So Yoshua wrote them. According to this Gemara, we'll see on the next daf that's a disagreement. It could be that Moshe wrote them in prophecy, that's the text of the Torah, even though he was still alive. Shmuel kasav sifro v'shoftim v'rus. Shmuel wrote his book, as well as the book of Shoftim, and the book of Rus, we know he wrote in order to establish that David is authorized and accepted in the Jewish people. And the story of Rus is recorded as a ruling that Moavi velo Moavis, that the women from Moav are accepted to marry into the Jewish people. Now it says that Shmuel wrote his book, so we have to clarify here, Shmuel is Nifter in the first book of Shmuel. So it's a little interesting. He wrote his book, fine, but who finished? And there is an indication that perhaps it was Nasan and God, the two well-known Nevi'im of the time, that accompany David on the events after Shmuel is Nifter. There is a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim Aleph, Chavtes Chavtes, that says that Divrei HaMelech HaRishonim V'acharonim are written in the book of Shmuel, Va'al Divrei Nosan HaNavi Va'al Divrei God HaChoze, as well as, not just through Shmuel, but also through Nosan and God. So the Mefarshim on the page in Mikros Gedolos indicate that Metzudas David, for example, we don't have their books, Nosan and God, but there is a possibility suggesting that they are the identified authors of the remainder of the book of Shmuel. David kasav sefer Tehillim. David wrote the book of Tehillim, Ayidei Asara Zekenim, through himself, plus he has a total of 10 that are the co-authors of Tehillim, including Avraham and Moshe. We'll stop there. Have a wonderful day.